here we go. Hold your ears, folks. It's showtime.
Meanwhile,
How you doing?
All right, let's do it!
Go.
Hi there, and welcome to another edition of Totally Useless Movie Trivia. I am your host, Mike Sutherland, and we will be counting down the top 10 of Martin Scorsese's Goodfellas. We are joined today by...
What? Jay Speaks in the house?
What the fuck?
What's up? What's so funny? What, you never seen a white boy before?
No.
Well, here he is right now in full effect, baby.
Great.
All right. So, yeah, we're going to talk about Goodfellas and whatever else cool shit that we want to talk about because Martin Scorsese's got it popping.
Okay.
All right. The only one who keeps it more real than Martin Scorsese is the Jay Speaks right here.
Jay Speaks.
That's right.
Okay, Jay Speaks.
All right. So, number 10.
Number 10.
All right. Ready to go?
Yeah, let's go.
I guess I got enough enthusiasm for both of us.
Yes.
All right. So, after the premiere, Henry Hill went around and revealed. Now, Henry Hill, you've seen the Goodfellas, right? Henry Hill's the main protagonist of the film. He's an asshole. He's kind of antagonistic, but you feel what I'm saying, right, dog?
Sure.
All right. So, Henry Hill is played by Ray Liotta, who he gets to bang that scary movie chick in the Observe Report movie in the back of the car.
Elaine Brago.
Nah, man. Nah.
Anna Faris.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
I knocked the saltine off of that cracker.
I'm sure.
All right. So in response, damn it, man. I make myself bust up, you know? So, I just watched a movie the other day, man. And it got me feeling it. Like, have you ever seen this movie? It's called Malibu's Most Wanted.
No.
With Jamie Kennedy.
I've heard about it.
He's from the Malibu and he thinks he's a hardcore gangster.
Huh.
See, that's bullshit. Cause I mean, that's why it's funny. Cause that cat. No. He's from the Malibu. Okay. He don't know how to keep it real. He's too rich to keep it real. You have to come from the struggle, man. Like say me. I come from the struggle of North Highlands, man. And I've been there. So you know what I'm saying, right? Okay.
I guess.
You know what I'm saying. So anyway.
Not hardcore, but whatever.
Anyway, I saw that fool, Jamie Kennedy, playing the role. And it was funny because he was so stupid. Like, he didn't keep it. His character thought he was keeping it real, but he was not keeping it real. Does that make sense?
No.
Yeah, whatever. So anyway, back to the trivia. Sorry about that, y'all. After the premiere, Henry Hill went around and revealed his true identity. In response, the government kicked him out of the Federal Witness Protection Program. Now, what kind of a stupid motherfucker you got to be to do something like that?
I don't know.
I mean, they put in the effort, and then you're going to walk around saying, oh, I'm Henry Hill, I'm Henry Hill.
Does it matter?
Well, it makes no sense.
At that point,
that guy's got a fucking ego. I thought I had an ego. No. He's got an ego.
He's too well widely known for anything to happen.
Oh, then maybe someone just put a little blowfish in his food.
Because here's the thing: the movie didn't make gangsters look like idiots.
No, just they made them look like just
like gangsters.
Yeah, like gangsters, man. They stab you with a pen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a friend named Boo Boo, man. He got stabbed with an EpiPen once, and he wasn't even on his moments. Well, you know, he didn't even need the shot yet. You know, but that's what happens when you piss off the bitches.
Just being proactive.
Fuck yeah. So that was epic. Number nine.
Nine.
So according to Nicholas Pileggi, some actual mobsters were hired as extras to lend authenticity to the scenes. The mobsters gave fake social security numbers to Warner Brothers. And it is unknown how they received their paychecks. But you know what the story would have been, right? It's the mafia. I mean, come on now. You probably fell off the back of the studio truck, man.
Probably.
I mean, shit. So.
I don't see how social security numbers could just fall out of a truck.
Hey, it's called a euphemism, man. You got a dictionary?
No.
You need to use it.
Okay.
All right? Or I'm going to become a dinosaur and get all thesaurus on your ass.
Okay.
All right. Number eight.
Eight.
The movie's line, as far as I could go back, I could remember.
As far as back as far back as I could remember.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I can't even speak properly, man. I can't even do my freestyles on here. So the movie's line, as far back as I could remember, I've always wanted to be a gangster, was voted as number 20 in the 100 greatest movie lines by Premiere Magazine in 2007.
Huh.
You know.
What's number one?
Fuck your couch.
Fuck my couch.
Fuck your couch, man. Dude, Rick James knew what to say and when to say it, okay?
Okay.
He fucked your couch and he fucked it.
That's the number one greatest line?
He got
line?
Pregnant in the past, present, and future.
Okay.
All right, he's my idol. Shit, cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Yes.
All right, so number Apparently. Seven. All right, so while driving to and from the set, Ray Liotta listened to cassettes of interviews that Nicholas Pileggi did with Henry Hill.
Pileggi.
Liotta noted that Hill casually discussed murders and other crimes while eating potato chips, man. You know, who knew? Who knew?
It's comfort food.
It's like, you know, like you just look, you want the bitches to tell you if they really they got a man or not? Just give them some Lays. And then next thing you know, you giving them some Lays.
Okay.
All right? You know what I say about bitches, right?
No.
They can't suck just one. They like potato chips. All right.
That's pretty good.
Number six.
Six.
Ooh. This, man, listen to this shit. This is ranked number two on the American Film Institute's list of 10 greatest films in the genre, gangster.
Genre.
In June. Hey, you say fuck you and I say friend tutu. All right. In June of 2008. That's right. I'm cultured. Shit. All right. So. Oh, number five, man. This is the shit right here. You ready for this? This is the shit.
Sure.
This is the shit. All right, number five. Come on, get on board. Number five.
Five.
Okay. Compton's Most Wanted, man. All right. MC8, man. He's that cat, man. That fool could flow. He's been flowing since like 91. Okay. Flows.
Like a period.
Oh, dude, bloody. Bloody flows. No one bloodier than Brother Lynch Hunt. All right. So Compton's Most Wanted sampled the lines. For most of the guys, killings got to be accepted. Murder was the only way that everybody stayed in line. You got out of line, you got whacked. Everybody knew the rules, but sometimes even people who didn't get out of line, they got whacked. Hits just became a hazard for some of the guys. Shooting people was a normal thing. No big deal for the song. Death Wish 2. Okay?
Death?
Death. Okay?
D-E-F.
Yeah, because it's not just the end of existence. You ain't hearing that shit neither when they're done.
Death Wish.
Blow your eardrums. Yo, them fools is the shit.
Uh-huh.
Yo.
Death Wish.
Number four.
Four.
Foe.
Four.
Say that shit right. Look, either you're down or you're Vietnamese, but either way you're saying foe.
Four.
The film is shit. See, man, you're fucking up a brother's flow.
I didn't fuck anything up. You can't read.
All right, so number four, the film is included on Roger Ebert's great movies list.
Duh film.
Yeah, we got to save those letters, man. They charge a lot.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
Got to keep that shit cheap, man. Homies got to go get some new posts. All right. Damn, man, it's on a lot of movie lists, isn't it?
Yeah.
Shit. All right, number three. Oh, shit. I know you're going to love this one, man.
I always love this
one. Love this shit. The word fuck and its other tenses are used 321 times for an average of 2.04 times per minute. About half of them are said by Joe Pesci. At the time of the film's release, this
he actually
was
said his name right.
I've heard that cat's name so many times, man. You know what I'm saying. Come on. I can't do a brother wrong that way, you know. I got to say his name right.
Okie doke.
At the time of the film's release, this was the most profanity of any movie in history. Apparently they ain't seen Caligula.
Hold on. Read that line again.
At the time of the film's release, this was the most profanity of any movie in history. Hey, you could put that into a rhyme, it would flow. Okay.
This is the most profanity of any movie in history.
Yeah. And like I said, they apparently haven't seen Caligula, cuz I heard fuck me every other second. All right. It is currently the 12th most F-bomb laden film ever released. The script only called for the word to be used 70 times, but most of the dialogue was improvised during shooting, where the expletives, I call those explosions, piled up.
This was the most profanity of any movie in history.
You got to say it was soul. Make that shit flow out. Come on.
Nope.
Come on. I believe in you. Come on, man.
No. All sorry. Right.
That's okay. Not all white fish can do it.
Right.
All right, number two.
Two.
After Joe Pesci's mother saw the film, she told her son that the movie was good, then asked him if he had to curse so much.
Huh.
Man, I bet he put a smack down on that bitch.
Yeah, that's what you want to do.
Let him be a man.
That's what you do to an Italian mother.
Oh, well, I mean...
She would beat you half to death with a rolling pin.
You know what?
And tell you to get up and go clean your fucking room.
She did pass Joe Pesci out that womb, so you know what? She probably was a tough-ass bitch, man.
She's a bad motherfucker.
All right, number one.
It's all come down to this. We've already done 2 through 10.
See, this shit right here, look at that. That doesn't keep it real, because look at that. Okay, the phone number for Maury's Wig Shop. Okay, first of all, there's no such thing as a wig shop, okay? We have weaves, okay?
It's a wig shop.
The wigs. I never seen no wigs in the hood, okay? I've seen weaves, extensions.
Do I need to Google it for you?
Anyway, the phone number for Maury's Wig Shop is, I don't know, it's gone. It was 555 something, but then the shit disappeared off my
screen. How the fuck can you not remember that? It's really simple.
Because, man, sometimes the shit going on in this brain is more important. The number is 555 hair. Right?
Oh my God, that was so hard to remember.
Well, I was trying to get off on the other shit, but you done fucked it up with your damn goobly gobbly and all over this shit. But okay.
A wig galleria. King's Wigs and Beauty Supply.
Nah, see, that's Citrus Heights, man. Nah, you gotta talk about Florin Road and shit, man. See, they don't keep it real. That's bullshit. I call that boo. Boo. Boo.
Boo.
Boo.
San Juan.
No, see, San Juan ain't even, no, no.
Do you see all those red spots right there?
Yeah. Yeah, it's in the shape of a wig, but that don't mean anything.
Kim's Wigs and Fashion. Kings of Curls. Prince's Hair Shop Extensions.
Why you always got to try to prove a brother wrong, man?
Because.
Okay, are they on Florin Road?
There's one on.
Okay, because then I'll take that seriously. Look, Kim, boom, right there.
Kim's Wigs and Fashions.
Koreans, man. Koreans know how to sell hair.
Franklin and Florin.
Koreans, man.
Suck it.
Shit. I'm thinking of just cutting all my hair off.
Why would you assume it's Korean just because the name is Kim?
Dude, bitch's name is Kim, okay? Because we got Shaquiqui and Yanane up in our shit, okay?
Uh-huh.
And those are sisters.
It can't be Kim as in Kimberly.
No, that's Kim. Mm. Kim's the Koreans, man. That's what they always do.
But she has like 3 stops.
Yeah, because they know how to diversify shit. Spread that shit out.
You are such a dork.
Yeah, well, you know what, man? Just... Sorry, man. Alma keeps it real. You keeps it however you white breadish you want to keep it. All right?
That's as real as you're going to get.
All right.
So, yeah, you just keep talking to me like that, and then we'll go from there.
What color is your skin?
Hey, I paid my taxes.
Okay.
I paid my taxes in the hood.
I never had.
All those 40s I bought since I was 4.5 years old.
I never said that.
All right? That earns me a right to call myself a brother.
Uh-huh.
All right?
Okay.
Pay my dues. Shit. I'll get the homies.
Dude, you're so white, you glow. I have to put on SPF.
Are you calling me 40. Like Edward Cullen, Twilight Sparkling motherfuckers?
Yes.
Fuck you, homie.
You're so white.
I'll get SA on your ass.
Like a fucking ghost.
Go Adalberto's on
your
ass.
You're whiter than ghosts.
I'll give you fucking Menudo.
Because why?
Yo, man, you hurt my fucking feelings, man. I'm going to get the fuck out of here.
You know, Menudo is a singing group, right?
Fucking white people always got to hold us down. You privileged ass.
Menudo was a boy singing group loved by white people.
Yo, I'm talking about Adalberto's, man. The stomach lining shit, man. That shit, that good eating shit. Good eating shit.
Okay.
All right, so go fuck your own white ass. Crack ass. Don't let me catch you out on goddamn Broadway. All right?
He still lived
down
there.
Shit, man. I'll meet you in front of the Planned Parenthood right next to the fish and chips number 17.
Okay.
Whoop your ass.
Yeah?
White boy. I'm fucking out.
Okay.
Jay Speaks, out.
I thought you were out of here.
Out.
You're still talking. You're still talking.
Pop.
Door's right up there.
I'm going to take it down. I'm going to come back down and hit you in the ass with it.
With what?
With the pow.
What the fuck is a pow?
That's a that's the rat-a-tat-tat of my gat-a-gat-gat.
Blap. This shit makes me laugh. Okay, whatever. Have a nice day.
Bitch-ass
have a nice day, sir. You have yourself a wonderful time.
Good show! Jolly good show! Jolly good show indeed!
Hakuna Matata, bitches!
This is the Cinescape Movie Podcast. We thank you for listening to the show, and if you have any questions or comments, you can email us or tweet us. My handle is @JoeSpiegel_Joe. My handle? That's what I call it, my handle?
You can tweet me at... You can send me a tweet at...
Tweet me at... You can follow me. Fuck off. All right.
Yeah, follow... You can follow me or tweet me at... Send a tweet to...
All right.
Follow. Follow would be better.
You can follow me on Twitter.
You can Twitter me.
You can follow me on Twitter at @JoeSpiegel_Joe.
And for me, it is at...
What about you?
MPS5150, because I make it easy.
Yeah, you do.
Well, that's the end of the show. Thank you for listening. And please remember, share the podcast.
Hey.
What is it, Joe?
Yeah. You see that little button over there? Yeah?
Yes.
All you gotta
what
do?
Button?
The little share button.
Which button is that?
It says share.
Sometimes it's a little arrow that goes in a circle.
Regardless, it's there.
Or more.
So share.
Share. Share that podcast.
Click that shit. It's simple.
Please.
We do put some work into this. Not a lot. Not as much as we should. But still, all you have to do is click the share button.
Yeah. Click anything that says share. Like on our movie reviews, there's a Facebook share and a Google Plus. Pick one. We prefer Facebook, but you know.
Spread the love.
Help us grow.
Spread the love, and we will spread our legs open for you.
No, we won't.
I take showers.
Well, what is that one? Show the balls?
Open your balls.
Open your balls.
Shower, yeah. Share the show.
Share the hell out of it.
Share.
Give her some love. I sound like little Nick.
Have a good night.
This is the end. It's the end. Finito! The end, I tell you! We're all going to nibble the dust!
Or go fuck yourself.